If you are not tired, I'll continue. You see, you are tired now, Arjuna? No? 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 Sure?
Yes.
You tell me when you are tired, huh? So that we shall meet again sometime if you want to. Now the soul, which is called Antaratman, is a delegate of our real individual soul. The soul of which I spoke is only a delegate by itself. So there is still a deeper reality, which is called Jivatman. This is Antaratman, but there is also behind it, what is Jivatman. When people say the soul is Jiva, this is the word which is used very often in our Indian languages. Actually speaking, what they are referring to is this Jiva, which is even behind the Antaratman. Antaratman is that which is in our body, life and mind spread out, which is there within our heart, inside our heart. But Jivatman is still beyond it. It is the real individual center of God Himself. So now let us dwell upon this. It's a more difficult concept, but let us try to understand it. God Himself is universal. Therefore, He is called the cosmic self. He is spread out everywhere. And there are experiences in which you feel so wild and so intimate with everything in the world that all this seems to be one united thing. All diversity is as it were, seems to be diversity of oneness. There are experiences of this kind. These are experiences of cosmic self. The Antaratman is mainly connected with the individual development. It can also open up with universality. But universality is not its constant experience. Whereas the cosmic self, its very experience is cosmic all the time. And this cosmic self is an expansion which is never ending. It is therefore called expansion of the essence. Therefore, God is defined as essence that is universal. This is the definition of God. God is essence which is universal. Now, if you examine the idea of essence, you will find that essence is always something that is the same. However, maybe the manifestation of God, essence always remains the same. Then, for example, you may tell a story to indicate one basic truth. You may tell the story in 10 different ways, but the essence of the story remains the same. So the meaning of essence is that which is the same. And sameness means that whatever expression you may give, it remains unalterable. Now expressions can be small, can be wide, can be widest. As wide as the whole of space, whole of time. So even if there is an expression of the essence as wide as the whole of time or whole of space, it still remains the same. And this can happen only if it is more than space and time. If it still remains the same, therefore it is called the God is spaceless and timeless, which is capable of infinite space and infinite time. So it is called Sat. Sat is the essence, that which is. It is also called transcendental, that which transcends all that we can conceive, all the expressions. Essence by nature is always transcendental, because it transcends all expression. So God is transcendental and capable of universality, which can expand and manifest itself. It is also capable of, it's a very special capacity of God, of containing himself fully in individual center. This is one of the surprising capacities of God, that it can concentrate the whole of it, all that is itself, in any small individual sensation. It is somewhat like a poet writing a poem of 7 lines or 14 lines, a sonnet, and says that all my message is contained in this 14 lines. All that he has thought, all that he has lived, all that he has experienced is contained in this 14 lines. A great poet is capable of it. Similarly, God can contain himself in a small centration of itself. And as you open up, it opens out itself to the whole cosmos and to the transcendental. So you might say that centration of God, which is capable of infinity, which is capable of universality, and which is capable of transcendence, any other centration, a finite which is capable of containing infinity, this is Jivatma. Every one of us is basically that, of which the soul of which I spoke is a demigod. Centration of the transcendental and the universal, which is capable of universalization and transcendence, because it is itself a centration of the universal and the transcendental. Therefore, from this side, it can also expand into infinity, into universality, into transcendence. Jivatman is God himself, but in a finite centration. It always remains united with God. If you really discover your Jivatman, you will find that he is all the time united with God. He has not to make an effort to unite with God. He is all the time united with God. That is why it is said that if you really want to see yourself, who you are, truly, the best form, perception of it is given in the Ras Lila of Shri Krishna. If you can see the Ras Lila, sometimes in rare moments you can have this vision, in which Krishna is dancing with gopis. Each gopi is a Jivatman, and you are one of them already. Whether you know it or not, each one of us is already engaged in the dance with Sri Krishna. All the time we are engaged. Basically, our work is only that. We are constantly in play with Sri Krishna, or with the Lord himself, with God himself. This is our basic status. So when you realize yourself truly, with self-knowledge, when it arises, you find that you are constantly in play with the Lord. Already. There is no division of him from God. He is all-knowing. There is no knowledge is denied to it. The delegate has knowledge, as I told you, but compared to that knowledge of Jivatman, which is omniscient, the true Jivatman, he has all the knowledge. And this Jivatman obeys God's decisions automatically. There is no disobedience automatically. Now, I'll tell you a story in a story form. A time came in the play of Shri Krishna or the Lord himself. Shri Krishna is a symbol of the Lord. When the Lord decided to have a certain kind of play, he is capable of many kinds of play because there is nothing that is impossible for God. So he is capable also of a specific play. He is capable of all kinds of play. He is also capable of one kind of specific kind of play. So all the souls agreed to that play. Said, all right, whatever play you want to play, we are with you. So he said that I would like you to forget yourselves. But how to forget? There is omniscience. In omniscience, you can't forget anything. All knowledge is present. So God gave a kind of a process by which these individuals can forget themselves. What is that process? It has to be a gradual process because it can't be abrupt. Because there is omniscience all around. If you are living in the sea of knowledge, how can you forget anything? Because forgetfulness means ignorance of some kind. So in the sea of knowledge, this forgetfulness cannot come about. So gradually, he said that in the first condition, you are omniscient, therefore you have got comprehensive knowledge. Now the faculty by which comprehensive knowledge can be obtained is what is called faculty of truth consciousness. This is the Vedic word, truth consciousness. It is called Rita Chit. Rita means truth. Chit means consciousness. Rita Chit. All that is truth is known simultaneously without any effort in that faculty. It's quite different from mind. Mind has all the labor and groping and all that. Whereas that faculty which Jivatman has automatically is a faculty of omniscience in which everything that is true is known. Comprehensively. That Rita Chet is also called the Pasuka mind. Because it's quite different from mind. Mind is a groping ignorance. Whereas supermind is a faculty of knowledge, not of ignorance. Supermind has to grope for nothing. It knows automatically. Anything it wants to know automatically knows without any effort. So it is also called the supermind. So you might say that the basic faculty of the Jivatman is supermind.